If you come after me, I am coming after you. That was a social media post by Donald Trump after being told as a term of condition not to threaten people. It was a weekend of thinly veiled threats and insults on all levels. But beyond that, blood and soil. We've spoke of this before. What are, as we look back along the horizon of history, and whenever we see mass atrocities and uprisings, mass Gnostic movements that have erupted over the past couple centuries, what are some of the key characteristics that we can see in them, especially National Socialism? Then I'm going to go over these ingredients for this very deadly cultural cocktail. And you look around and you tell me what you see. Blood and soil. Well, you know, a group of people who feel that their way of life and their culture, their race and ethnicities and territories are being threatened. We've talked about this a lot, and there's actually legitimacy to, you know, a lot of this stuff about that happens. There can be truth in there, right? So this threat that this group of people feels can be very legitimate on a certain level, and but the response to it maybe is a little bit off kilter in the end, right? So there can be legitimacy to the feeling of one's culture and territories being threatened, right? So there's a group of people in our country, I find myself being among them, that I see American culture being eroded into factions of tribalism. And I see our melting pot, the idea of the melting pot, e pluribus unum, from many one, being eroded away. And I know that this is a very much a danger to our republic. So there's legitimacy to that. There is also a demographic shift. If you think back back in the 50s, the population of the United States was up in the 90s of European ancestry, whereas today that's like 62 or 64%. So there's legitimacy to that as well. And this is totally natural part of human nature. Everybody feels these things. There doesn't necessarily have to be evil or hatred with feeling a kinship with one's ethnic and racial groups. There's actually a healthy aspect to that as well that we oftentimes overlook and deny even. And we think that any sort of ethnic or racial bonds are somehow racism in and of themselves. And no, that's not the case at all. But things can go awry for sure. But so look for a group, and there is a group in our country, and they feel the territory is being threatened. Look what's going on our border, right? So we have that in ingredient. Now, the next thing that you need is some sort of group as the evil enemy, right? This isn't just a group that has political differences. This is an evil enemy that is evil, as you're saying, morally bankrupt or even demonic, right? Because there's a lot of religious mythology that we're going to find here in a minute as well. So you got to have, of course, an enemy. And there can be legitimacy to the target of the enemy as well, right? That you might have the right enemy, but maybe how they go about solving the problem might not be legit, right? So there can be legitimacy to all of this stuff, but it's how we react in our world and how we respond in our world to these situations that we encounter. Now, the next thing is quite dangerous. And that is a charismatic leader that is able to unite and focus the energy. I've said, you know, in my studies of the phenomenon of national socialism and the rise of Hitler, especially my studies of Eric Voegelin, it's not that Hitler fooled people or, you know, there was already this angst and this energy within the population, and he really merely harnessed it, focused, and directed it. And so you need a charismatic leader. And, you know, almost a cult worship that we've seen happen as we look back in history at something like National Socialism. And boy, I can't help but notice I see a level of that with some of the most devoted devotees of the MAGA movement. It's very cult-like. So this charismatic leader, and then the other really bad little ingredient here is a really irrational assuredness that they have truth and God on their side. And the problem is that as we've seen in this situation, especially if you look like someone like Coy Griffin, who looks at Mike Pence as the worst of the worst type of human being for not overturning the Constitution. They literally turn reality on its head and you can't reason with them. But they are assured, self-assured, that they have truth and facts be damned. They will not be hindered by anything, including truth and facts. None of that will ever get in their way, right? They say, judge not, yet they send to hell everything that stands in their way, as Nietzsche once wrote. And they have God on their side. They're part of this messianic vision. If I look around, that's what I see happening here. Now, we've done a lot of bushcraft and stuff on my YouTube channel and things because of my lifestyle, and I live off-grid and all that kind of stuff, and I'm kind of a self-sufficient guy, just as my nature. But we've talked about some of these people in the bushcraft community. There's an overlay here, right? You have these, and I've always mocked them. I brought up Log Cabin Looms before, right? These crazy prepper type people who think that they're going to engage with the U.S. military and SEAL Team 6. And they think that they actually have some sort of opportunity to fare well there. Really, it's amazing, as I've said many times, to watch adult grown men act as if they're watching Saturday morning cartoons. Because that's just not a real deal. But here's the problem that we have right now. We have a potential because Trump will turn his people loose for violence. The closer he gets threatened, the more the rhetoric is going to ramp up. Look for that to happen. It seems almost as if he wants to go to jail so that he could light something off. I don't know. It's pretty weird all the things that he was. Now, some of the things the news media is telling you he doesn't have a right to comment on. As far as his comments, he called him Little Mike, and I believe he said that Mike was lying about him telling him he was too honest or something like that. Donald Trump actually has every right to speak about that because he's speaking to the indictment. Now, threatening, and of course, he puts that out, if you come after me, I'm coming after you, and it's the typical Trump plausible deniability. No, I was actually talking about my political rivals for the primary. You know, he's going to play that game. But what I see happening here is the judge is going to be patient with this. They're going to lay their case. Of course, the prosecutors put in a order protection of the documents that they're about to release to them in discovery. What about those election workers that Giuliani and Trump falsely targeted, or the guy they falsely targeted as being a federal agent, right? I got videos on both of those things, right? They pick people out and they dox their ass and target them. That's what they do. So Trump is already borderline breaking his terms of condition, so the prosecutors put in for a protection that, hey, when we turn over discovery, he's not to be allowed to make a circus show out of this and turning his and dog whistling on witnesses, and he's going to do that. But what you're going to see here is that they're going to be patient, and they're going to give Trump lots of rope to hang himself with. And he's going to take every inch of the noose, for sure. But they're going to lay it down that it's very, very clear. They want it to be clear, right? He's just touching the edge right now. But look for that to change, and look for them when he does continue this. Look for them at some point to put his ass in the clink. This isn't, you know, was something I decided not to argue about, because all of his people are going to say, see, Mike Pence was lying. He said I ain't getting involved with any of that stuff because, you know what, there's a trial coming. And not going to get away with that stuff in a trial, right? He gets away with that stuff out here in the public. It all ends. All the rhetoric and all the spin ends. And when he takes the stand, then I'll listen to what Donald Trump has to say. That's when I'll listen to that. But look for those things, man. The ingredients for atrocities. And let's see how history unfolds here.